The subtitle tells us more. Recipes for Tolerance and Understanding. All in all, this is several short books, perhaps even short stories, but the first few said to be totally true, taken from her grandfather's diaries and the author's memories of her childhood in Germany just after the war. There's a prelude, a brief account of the author and her sister being rescued from a large gander by two Polish men, before we get to grandfather, which is triggered by the question from the author's teenage daughter that forms the title. The answer is yes and no. Grandfather joined the Nazi Party when Germany was struggling to recover from the First World War, but when the mass attack on Jews, known as Kristallnacht, was planned in 1938, he quit. When the granddaughter asked, family was living in Florida. There are various other reminiscences of Florida and school and teacher memories, and then we have two love stories. All of these are ended by listing the recipes involved. These are given in the appendix of the book, starting with how to make ice chami, Lebanese bread, and continuing with bouillabaisse for French seafood lovers, the English cheesecake onto couscous, later to Dad Falcone's spaghetti sauce, complete with thorough instructions for making the meatballs, Spanish dulce de leche, caramel dessert, several German dishes such as kugel, noodle dish, Jewish matzo balls, and an all-purpose sweet mellow dough, and ending with Uncle George's barbecue sauce. All in all, it's very pleasant to have stories addressing recipes for tolerance and understanding, followed by actual cooking recipes for nice international taste. Well written, and the recipes sound mouthwatering. Good moral lessons, and then a cookbook. A real bargain.